The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Money FM 89.3. Now, no annual award better honours the bold ambition of Singapore's young businesses under 10 years old than the Emerging Enterprise Award, jointly organised by Singapore Press Holdings, Financial Daily, The Business Times, and Asia's best SME bank, OCBC Bank. 2019 marks 12 years of the award's celebration of business innovation, resilience and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy. Since 2008, the award's been empowering startups and young enterprises with both recognition and resources to take flight and achieve stellar growth.
And today we chat with one of the 15 finalists in contention for this year's award to find out what makes them tick. Well, CrowdFarmX is the world's first cooperative farming platform using blockchain. It connects farmers directly to the global market and equips them with technology know-how to deliver higher quantity and quality yields. Well, Daniel Wong is a co-founder and head of tech over there. And welcome to the studio, Daniel. How has CrowdFarmX's progress been since you last came into the studio in January this year?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Bernard. So, yeah, we spoke in January this year about going regional. And so we have managed to do that. We have managed to transform a smallholder farm of about 3 hectares in Thailand. And so we went there and provided them an irrigation system, trained them on best agricultural practices, and then we connected them to the market. So they are now connected to cold storage here in Singapore, and their produce is being sold under the brand called Netafresh.
Was it all according to plan?
Yes.
How challenging was it, though?
It is very challenging, as is farming throughout.
Tends to be.
Yes. Tends to be. Yeah. So, that's part of what CrowdFarmX sets to do. You know, we want to help these people. And of course, I mean, by helping them, we are also helping ourselves.
Mm.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, tell us, how heartened were you, Daniel, by Prime Minister Lee's National Day rally speech and his focus on combating climate change?
Yeah, I'm really glad that PM Lee has brought this to focus. Climate change is really affects us. Our business is closely related to the environment.
Yeah.
So we have to consider how we're using the natural resources, the climate, and we also have to measure how sustainable our practices are. Because if it's not sustainable, then our farmers will be affected, and then they won't be producing food for us, right? So we're always thinking about like how we can build CrowdFarmX so that it can run perpetually. Even 100 years from now, we want it to continue. And the only way to do that is with sustainability in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How have you done this, though, to incorporate sustainability straight away into your business DNA at CrowdFarmX?
Yeah, so we have a background in water management. So like in Singapore, we are harvesting water and reusing that within the building for irrigation purposes, for corridor washing. So that comes naturally to us, and we just kind of take that approach to the villages, and we look at like how we can tap on resources like water, and we think about, okay, if we continue on this approach, we still have water, you know, 50 years, 100 years down the road. And if the answer is yes, then it's okay.
Yeah, that's a big issue for Singapore being so water scarce.
Yeah.
Well, the theme for the awards, Daniel, is about being bold and ambitious. So what do you think makes CrowdFarmX bold and ambitious?
Don't be shy.
Yeah. We don't come from a farming background. I think how we know this, we spoke about this before.
Yeah, I was quite surprised, Juicy.
Yeah.
What are a couple of tech boys doing, being farmers?
Yeah. So the ambition is to transform 60 million smallholder farmers by 2050, which is about 10% of the number of smallholder farmers in the world.
Mm, only, right?
Yeah. Well, and I spoke about like how with today technology we can reach the masses very easily and quickly. And so that's the bold ambition. And ultimately, we want to secure our food security.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the big goal.
Daniel, what makes you stand out from others on the market? Are there even others on the market?
Well, we're just doing our own thing.
So who cares,
right? We're not really in competition with anyone. Like, you know, there's the finite game and there's the infinite game. So we're playing the infinite game of helping these people and it can go on perpetually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the rest of it is just moot, right?
Okay. Talk us through as well the entire nomination process so far and what have you learned?
Yeah, so we applied. Our bank manager encouraged us to do so. And, you know, she understands our business and she thought that we had a chance. So we applied and we went through the first round of judging session, which is about an hour long. And then the second one is half the time, which is 30 minutes. So what have we learned? We learned to distill our message because...
For the very essence of it, right?
Yeah,
in order to convey the very essence of it.
Yeah. Because farming by itself is, by nature, it's a complex problem, you know, supply chain and different cultures, tribals and all that. So by itself, that is already complex, but we have to distill that message and present it in 15 minutes to the judges. And
in language they'd understand as
well. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What about current challenges CrowdFarmX faces now? Are they much the same when we last spoke?
Yes, pretty much the same. Yeah.
How are you going about tackling them then?
Right now it's a bit simpler because when we first started, we didn't know anything about farming. You know, we had to build from scratch. We really had no foundation. So now
we have... steep learning curve can be fun.
Yeah.
Right? To some degree.
Yeah. A lot of blood, sweat and tears.
Yeah.
So now we have built a team of people from all disciplines of engineering, from, you know, IoT, even like agronomists in our community and plant science. So now we are just focused on reaching out to more smallholder farmers and onboarding them. We can now easily extend our services to the neighboring farms and get them onboarded and start to supply without having to build everything from scratch.
Yeah. Well, one of the strategies for successful entrepreneurs is obviously to stay the course, and obviously CrowdFarmX has been staying a course. What advice do you have for other entrepreneurs to kind of stay the course?
Eyes on the prize, Daniel. Eyes on the prize. It's challenging, I have no doubt.
It's not easy. Yeah, I think you really have to focus on what you want to achieve. Like for us, our hearts are with the smallholder farmers, and of course we know that the bigger mission is that we the looming food crisis is a real problem, and we are here to try to solve it. Yeah, so I guess that helped us to stay the course. So to other entrepreneurs, I think you have to have that inside of you and say that this is worthwhile doing.
A goal that is bigger than yourself?
Yeah, it's worthwhile doing. You know, it's worthwhile hanging in there. Yeah.
So what's next then for CrowdFarmX? Just keep doing what you're doing.
We actually have a few ideas.
Do share.
Yeah. First of all, we want to onboard more smallholder farmers so that we can help more people. And then we want to extend our range of products in the market so that not only people that are farming vegetables can be in our community. And then, of course, the consumer side, they get to enjoy the full range of produce.
So you are thinking of doing other kinds of produce, like fruit maybe?
Yeah, fruits, yes. Fruit, nuts, all in the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, exploring that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Daniel Wong, co-founder and head of tech at CrowdFarmX. CrowdFarmX is one of the finalists of the Emerging Enterprise Award, jointly organized by Singapore Press Holdings, Financial Daily, The Business Times, and Asia's best SME bank, OCBC Bank. This award supports the bold ambitions of young businesses. It recognizes their achievements and also offers them networking opportunities and needed resources to continue growing. Daniel, always a pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.